32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Well, we are into the month of December, well into the month of December, and one thing that a lot of people around the world do is consume more alcohol. It comes with risks, it comes with benefits, as I wouldn't say health benefits, but a lot of people do drink it because of the benefits that come with it. But on this edition of 32GI Sports Nutrition with myself, Mr. Active, David Katz, and Mark Wolf, we're looking at alcohol. What are the dangers? What are the risks? Are there better options? Well, Mark Wolf's going to tell us all about that. First of all, Mark, to separate the two and two of the issues, the one issue surely is alcohol and the product itself, but the other thing is the weight gain that tends to come with whatever you're drinking.
Yes, Dave. I mean, most alcoholic beverages are loaded with carbohydrates. If we're talking beer, for example, somebody that exercises that takes in carbs, I wouldn't say it's a negative impact. I think the biggest problem is the alcohol combined with it. And the reason being is that sugar alcohols are not treated as a carbohydrate. They're actually treated as a fat in the body. So they do lead to fat production as opposed to actually replenishing or actually increasing the levels of glycogen in the body. So from that point of view, yes, it does play a negative effect. There are many other things that alcohol does do as far as impacting an athlete goes, and I think people do need to be aware of it. I think I can just mention a few. For example, I mean, alcohol definitely dehydrates you as an athlete or as any person, especially at this time of the year when it's very, very hot. You would want to stay hydrated. I think that's quite critical. Also, you need to be completely hydrated in order for your muscles to recover properly. And with alcohol in your system, you know that that's just not going to happen properly as well. Long-term alcohol diminishes actually protein synthesis. In other words, rebuilding muscle tissue. So what actually happens is that also limits recovery process and obviously strength gains as well. So if you think about alcohol in that point of view and you are a serious athlete, drinking alcohol long-term can actually diminish your progress as far as your athletic ability goes. And one of the other things as well is that it depletes your energy levels because alcohol has the ability to create water imbalance in muscle cells, and obviously that actually limits production of ATP, so it does have a direct impact on energy levels as well. So there are many things that alcohol does do from a detrimental point of view. The only positive I can really think of is that people like to drink alcohol because it makes them feel good and it calms their nerves. So maybe from lowering stress levels, etc., you know, there maybe it would play an impact. But again, I would say everything in moderation and, you know, to limit the intake, make it less frequent, make it a treat as opposed to making it the norm.
Well, everything in moderation always is a good practice to have. Looking more at the carbohydrate aspect of alcohol, a lot of them do have a lot of carbohydrates in, whether you're having beer, whether you're having a mixer with your spirits. Generally, you're carrying on eating your normal level of carbohydrates, then you're throwing in the alcohol or whatever beverage you're drinking, and that's the risk or issue, isn't it, from a sort of a weight management perspective, that you're all of a sudden adding all these extra carbohydrates into your diet?
Well, I think anything that you consume in the form of carbohydrate liquids is going to increase your calorie intake, you know, whether it's a soft drink or whether it's an alcoholic beverage. I think the difference between the alcoholic beverage and the soft drink, though, aside from additional calorie intake in the form of sugars, is the alcohol factor. And that does play quite a more significant effect when it is consumed. And I'm saying that in a negative way. It will cause more weight gain than just a soft drink due to the alcohol.
And Mark, I mean, people are going to drink at this time of the year. As you said, people, you know, it does help with stress levels. It, you know, does relax people a little bit. when they're looking at stuff, if carbohydrates is the issue for them, if they're worried about the weight gain that comes with drinking, what are the better options for them?
Look, I would say that, first of all, try and keep it as little as possible. I know people that scotch is actually it's not such a terrible drink. From an alcohol perspective, yes, but from a calorie perspective, you know, that is severe because people take in very small amounts as well. I would say red wine is excellent because it actually is it has cardiovascular benefits. But again, you need to limit the intake if you're talking about a glass, not a bottle. So I think it's what we're saying is that you should be consuming alcohol in moderation, not going out and drinking 10 or 15 beers. Because I mean, if you take that, whether it's light or not, whether you add, if you start to add up the total caloric intake and the amount of alcohol that you're consuming over a period of time, it will have a significant impact on the body in a negative manner. And you're not talking about just the next 24 hours. You're probably talking about the next 72 to 84 hours, I would even say, or even longer. I mean, it's one of those things that it does take time to get out of the system. I mean, if somebody does overconsume, a hangover is there for a reason. It means that the body didn't respond very well to what you took the day before. And usually that comes in the form of severe dehydration that causes those sort of feelings.
Well, one quite popular drink for people who, you know, I mean, I don't know if the real science behind it, but is people drink whiskey and water. And, I mean, you talked about the dehydration aspect. Surely that has a benefit as well because you're keeping hydrated at the same time, which you wouldn't be doing possibly if you were drinking just beer or wine.
Look, I mean, consuming water alongside or after consuming any alcoholic beverage is highly recommended. I mean, I'm not saying you need to distance yourself completely from alcohol, but I know that if I have a glass of wine, I'll end up drinking about maybe 4 to 5 glasses of water, you know, within an hour or 2 hour period after that. And the reason being is that I feel the dehydrated effects of the dehydrating effects of the wine, and it does make me feel not so great. I mean, for some people it might be 3 or 4 glasses to feel that way. But I would say that if you are going to consume alcohol, you should put an emphasis on consuming water post consuming an alcoholic beverage. You need to get yourself rehydrated as quickly as possible. The other thing is that it's very important to mention that alcohol is a poison to the body. It's not something that's healthy to the body. It's a poison to the body, and the body is going to do its utmost to get rid of that. So that's where liver function comes into play, and all the organs start to function in a manner to detoxify the body from the alcohol that's consumed. In order to aid the detoxification process, you need to consume a large amount of fluid in the form of water, and that's another reason to consume a large amount of water per day. So make sure you stay hydrated constantly. It will help you get back to normal a lot better. And the other thing is that you know, it will obviously help cure those post-alcoholic consumption symptoms.
Well, there you have it. All you need to know if you are going to be drinking over the next few days, moderation is key. Keep hydrated and, have your little bit of fun, but don't overdo it. You've got a big year coming up. If you're training, I'm sure you have goals at the moment. But from Mark Wolf and myself, Mr. Active David Katz, we'll catch up again with you next week.
32 GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32 GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.